How y'all doing? I got to turn this fan on because I can sweat in the swimming pool, and I'm beating sweats right now. Okay, can y'all see my board? Can you see my board?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if not, I'm going to get a little closer, and you guys might want to move over here because we're going to make it easier for everybody to see it. And that's a little self-portrait of me if you haven't figured that out. It's hard to believe, but I am. I'm sweating bullets, and I'm a little nervous, but I don't know why I'm nervous. You know, I got 13 years clean and sober because of these principles. And those of you that are in the program, HVRP, First Step, I believe they teach the five Ps, right? All right? And I'm going to, I'm no PhD or MD. You know, it says Kenneth Dyke Scheffler. It don't say PhD or don't say MD. I'm just Kenneth Dyke Scheffler, but I do got CNS behind my name. Do y'all know what CNS is?
Clean and sober.
Clean and sober. Who said that? Right on. I got a Nebraska schedule for you for up here. And speaking of that,
0 and 14.
Security, Michigan. Anyway, speaking of that, y'all know I shared a couple months ago, and my tradition, if I say Nebraska, I got to pay HPRP $25, but that's during a share, so I got a little curveball to throw at you. Tonight I'm teaching, I'm not sharing, so I can say Nebraska all I want. Ignore the banner behind me is like the Wizard of Oz. Ignore that man behind you, but I'm going to give you a quote. First of all, did everybody get a little weight? Did everybody get a little weight? Everybody, and don't throw it at me. That's not to throw it at me. Kelly didn't get one. Could you hand one to Kelly? Kelly, don't throw it at me. Okay. And give one to Gavin. Okay. Here, just hand them out, Kelly, if nobody has them. That's my 13-year cup. Don't break it. Okay, but I'm going to give a quote here before I get up to my five Ps. I'm going to give you all a quote here. And I kind of twisted it. I took it off the internet, but I kind of twisted it. So I don't know if I can take credit for it or not, but I'm going to take credit for it. But I want you all to remember this because I'm going to say it again at the end. If you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. You all get that? Okay. Does that make sense? Do I got to repeat it? Or do you want... Okay. So just remember that thought because I'm going to bring that up when we get back down to problem solving, okay? What's that? Okay, I'll say it again. I'll say it slowly. If you don't make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness, okay? And remember that word illness because I'm going to throw that in. I don't want to say it now because too many people get up and walk out when I compare illness and disease. So just remember illness, okay? Okay, so the five Ps, and let you all know, I'm an alumni of HVRP back in June 2008. I was court ordered May 2007. And how many in here know why I was court ordered? Okay, so I'm gonna have to. The first P is personal responsibility. And anybody want to take a stab at what personal responsibility is? We're going to have time to share, so you can say it now or hold on and hold your peace until the end. But personal responsibility, we have... Go ahead, Rick.
It's not blaming others for the bad situation.
Very good. Very good. Kevin?
It happens to me.
Thank you. That was my next thing. At HVRP, those of you who've been in HVRP, there's two big signs in the community room. One that says, I create what happens to me. And another one that says, behavior equals intent. And now I'm going to get back to my reason why I was in HVRP, because I did not learn HVRP. I did not learn personal responsibility. I was reading it in the Dr. Burns Feel Good book. If you all get a chance, read that book. That's a good book, very good book. But those of you that are in HVRP, that have been through HVRP, I was having a good time until phase change. And you all know what phase change is. It's where they call you out on your stuff and you got to cop to it. And you got to make phase change by day 60 or you don't make phase two. And I was on the floor six times and got denied. And I was on day 60 And if I didn't make phase change, I was going back to Placer County. And I was not copping to nothing. So I wasn't owning personal responsibility. And pardon me?
Could you explain how that happened?
Personal
responsibility. Phase change
is when your whole peers get to ask you questions. They get to ask you questions about you, about your history. And if you don't answer, if you don't own up to it or you don't make the right answer, you get thumbed down. And I mean, I was on the floor 6 times, but actually 8 because they had a thing called a mock. There wasn't so many people in there, but I'm going to say 8 times on the floor in day 60, or I was going back to Placer County. And I was in tears because I wasn't copping to it. I'll give you my example. Okay, now, when I tell you all this, please do not hold me against if you ever have a home barbecue, please, because I'll get to problem solving. All right, I mean, I can laugh about it now, but I did something really, really serious, y'all, that got me in a heap of trouble in my whole life. Me and the old lady, I shouldn't say old lady, I mean, ex-wife, weren't getting along. And here I am, I'm blaming her. So I can't be blaming her. It was all me. But we've been divorced for years already, and I was still holding on to it. I was still holding on, blaming her. And so what did I do? Like I said, don't hold this from inviting me over to a barbecue at your house or anything, because I'll get to problem solving. I'll explain. I figured if I burnt my house down, all my problems would be over. And yeah, I mean, it's, if I was in my thinking, I would have burned it down for the insurance money. But no, I said, no, I'll show her, you know. And it was the worst thing. I mean, what is it? The worst thing can end up being a blessing. And it was a blessing in disguise. I mean, I wasn't copping to it in HVRP. When I finally, they had me in tears. I mean, it was so easy when you were sitting as a peer watching somebody else on the floor answering the questions. You're sitting there, why can't they answer that question? But when you get on that carpet and everybody's out looking at you, that carpet just sucks you up. And I mean, I was like a deer in headlights out there, people described me, because I wasn't copping to it. And I got another quote for personal responsibility. And I got 5 P's, and I said if I spend 4 minutes on each one, that'd be 20 minutes. Well, I'm already past my time. So anyway, but here's another quote. If you fail all the time, we all fail all the time, yet you ain't a failure until you start blaming others. So back to that sign at HVRP, I create what happens to me. I mean, I was court ordered, and thank God I was court ordered, because I was ready to walk out of HVRP after they started calling me on my crap. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it, but it's something that I had to hear. So anyway, it was a R&R. I think it was Travis Gray. Travis Gray, if y'all ever have a chance to Google Travis Gray on the internet, he's the one that started R&R, him and his wife, Gay Gray, right? Yeah, Gay, I can't say that, but Gay and Travis. But he sings songs, and they were sharing at R&R that night, and I was a cleanup pull-up officer. And I just went back. A good thing I had a room to myself, because I said, okay, God, if this is it, I'm giving it to you. I mean, I was in tears. And I bet that floor is still wet where I was that night, because I just bawled and laid, gave it all to God, and I went in Monday morning. I didn't even give staff a chance to ask a question. I wrote down all the questions and all the staff. I went to them. I said, this is what you asked me. This is what I said. This is what I should have said. Boom. Is that right? Yeah. And I did that. I think I was on there less than 8 minutes, and you're supposed to be on there for 15 minutes. And they gave me thumbs up, because I finally copped two. And it took a while. And I mean, and I'm saying this because if you're all struggling, you got to own up to it. I mean, I just can't explain it, but just believe me, it works, okay? Personal responsibility. That was like 8 minutes on that one. Is that me making that noise? Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, I'm sweating, and I'll probably electrocute myself in here. That's one of the P. That's the biggest P. And I don't have them in order, but this is the order that helped me. And like I said, I'm no psychiatrist. What I'm going to say ain't going to. I'm not going to cure you, but just use these tools, because I mean, they're They're a foundation for you. And practice. And I'm going to tell you a story on practice, two stories. Everybody knows practice when you're in jail or when you're in a program is easy. When you're inside those walls, it's easy. But when you get outside those walls, and one time when I was in jail, you know, I'm very blessed. My parents are very still supportive. And most of you know my parents. And my dad, he goes to 49er games with me. I'll see on Facebook. But there was one time in jail, every Sunday night they come and visit you. And Dad, being the way he is, he let Mom talk to me all the time, and then Dad only had a little bit of time. And I said, you know, looking through that glass, I said, Dad, I promise I'm never going to use again. And he said, yeah, I've heard that before. And then they clicked the light off, you know, and that was it. And so there I was, shackling, walking back to my cell, or what do you call it, a pod. I don't look good in orange anyway, so I'm telling you. And I was in there for 57 days, and I was in there 56 days too many, believe me. But I knew right then, I didn't realize it, but I started practicing my recovery, but I wasn't owning it, but I started practicing it. And when I got into HVRP, not to Mac HVRP now, but I am so glad that I went through when I did. That's all I got to say. I'm just so glad I went through when I did. We went to an event called the Kaboom Concert. You all remember the old time Kaboom Concert? And I was wondering, what, pardon? Okay, but it was over in the wharf. And I was like 3 days in the program, and they had to vote me in to go. So I stood there in line where everybody else went and visited the city. I was holding the line to get people up front up to Kaboom Concert. And there I was, all by myself, still on probation, new in the program, and some fine, fine women, girls, you know, and I tell them my name's Dyke. And you say your name's Dyke in San Francisco, I mean, oh, man, watch out. I mean, but I told them I like girls. It's okay. I mean, they just, I mean, anyway, we got along. But they were smoking weed, and I told them I'm in a program, and they respected it. So I didn't realize it, but HVRP was teaching me to practice then. And then they whipped out the Patron. Then I really started sweating. But I guess what I'm trying to say is practice. And the guy, I don't know, you guys know Greg Barnes? And a lot of you know Greg Barnes. And practice, as you all know, I love giving back. I mean, you can't keep what you got. You got to give it back. And I remember Greg Barnes took us there on the early crew for I Can Stay in Line, and he took us to breakfast. And I was indigent at the time. I'm looking at the menu, and there's nothing in there that I could have bought. And he said, don't worry about it. I got it. And that right there told me I wanted to start giving back, and I was only in the program 3 times, or 3 days, I'm sorry, 3 days. But there were so many events, what was it, 4th of July at the Guadalmoki Park, or Guadalmoki Park, what's it called? I call it Guacamole Park, but it's Guacamole. Yeah, but anyway, they used to have a 4th of July event there, and the same thing. And you're actually doing practice, and practice is so much easier when you're in a program or when people are around you. And that's where we're going to get to people. So people, you got it. Y'all in FRR and HVRP, y'all still have your pit crew, right? You still have your pit crew. You want to get pit crew that's going to call you out on your crap. Because what, 5 of my pit crew, 3 are dead, myself, and 2 are out there. They don't even do it no more. But they were okay while I was in the program, but after we got out of the program, it wasn't the pit crew that I knew in the program. And now I have you all, people here. And that's very important, those of you that are in recovery, very important to get some strong friends in recovery, to call you on your crap and keep you in check. And I used to go back to Rockland. That's where I used to live. That's where I torched my house. And it was a bar called Lori's Little Shack by the railroad track. Anybody been there? You don't want to go there. It's one of those bars where you spit peanuts on the floor, and there's a fight, you know, teeth falling. I mean, there you, okay, yeah, but I used to, every time I took the train when I was in the program back to Sacramento, I'd borrow Mom and Dad's car and go visit people, but I'd go to Lori's Little Shack by the railroad track just to go in there. And I bought them cheeseburgers. The same people were lined up on the bar. I mean, I don't go there no more because of that reason, because of Pastor Andy's quote. If you go to the barber shop, you're sooner or later going to get a haircut. And so I decided to cut ties with Lori's little shack by the railroad track. And besides, that's where my house was, and it was really depressing. I see that they rebuilt it. And anyway, but very important, y'all get some strong, strong people. Y'all understand that? Okay, understand that. Okay, yeah, okay. Very, very strong. And now play. Now, you all know, I mean, I love sports. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but I'm going to let you all know something. Some of you all know it. Deep down, or way down, way back, I was a Raider fan. Yeah. Right? See? But I got some news for you. The Raiders suck, man. You know, I mean, and they're moving to Las Vegas. But the play part, I told, in fact, my friend Dave McAndrews was my supervisor at the time. And when I got hired, he let me go. You even let me borrow your car, I think, when I went to Candlestick to buy my season tickets. I didn't buy those season tickets for me. I bought those season tickets for my dad, because he's a diehard 49er fan. And I thought, if I buy Raider season tickets, I'm doing it for me, right? And I'm getting all teary-eyed here because now I am a Niner fan. I don't know. Yes, thank you. Yeah, the Niners are going to do all right this year. And there's more players on the Niners roster or gone through the roster than in Oakland that from Nebraska any day. Look it up. I got it. I got the facts, okay? Roger Craig and Tom Rathman for one of them, okay? The Nebraska connection. Come on, Sean, come on. Yes, Tony. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, each and every person has their own mindset of how you can do these five P's. You know, that's what I mean. You can put problem solving before personal responsibility, but I think personal responsibility is pretty much step one, right? I mean, you're taking accountability. You're screwed up, and you need help. Is that still me? That's still me. Okay, but play is very important, y'all. I mean, I see so many people walk around in recovery, and they're sucking on lemons. You know, they're what you call. They're clean and sober, but their behavior hasn't changed. I guess, what do you call that? A dry drunk, I guess? Yeah, dry. You got to have fun. And that's where the people come in. You got to hook up with people that you're going to have fun with and going to stay clean and sober. But play, from day one in HVRP, I circled play as the most, still in my addiction today. Play is a big part of it. Big part of it. Okay, so now we're going to get to problem solving. And problem solving, I had a quote. We got a question? Where? Yes. You're staying active, and you're doing something with other people that are clean and sober. I'll give you an example. My dad would never go to a football game if I was still drinking. He would never go to a football game if I was still drinking. I mean, he would, but he'd probably be the last one he goes to. But I hope that answered your question, because play is very important that you're having fun. You want to make recovery fun. Does that make sense? Does that? Okay. Exactly. And you guys in the program, that's where, when you get a chance to go on rec therapy, you do stuff. I mean, don't stay in the dorm, get out and get active. This is the time to practice and play for when you get out. Someday you're going to be up here giving what you got. You can't give it unless you got it. And if you don't got it, you don't get it. Get it? You got it? Right? Got it. Right. Don't ask me to repeat that, because I think I said that right. Okay. So now problem. Okay. You guys are gonna have a chance to get up here, and you get a chance to share what you guys do, and that's what I want to hear from. That's why I'm gonna try to not cut it short, but. Somebody turn my fan. I'm starting to sweat again. Sorry, guys. All right. So now we're getting to problem solving. There really should be six P's up there. Anybody know what that six P's should be? Prayer. Thank you. Yes, prayer. Prayer. Yes, prayer. Because I'm going to tell you something. You all know that I work at the VA as in the engineering as a carpenter. But I went through CWT, and they wanted to hire me before my CWT ended as a carpenter. But HR called me up, and they said, we can't hire you. And I'm like, why? I got into HVRP. Or they said, because of your type of discharge. And I said, why? Because I got into HVRP. And the only reason I got into HVRP, other than honorable discharge that I had at the time, was I was service-connected on my knee. That's me again, sorry. I was service-connected. That's the only way I got into HVRP. And believe it or not, I did a problem solve way back when I got discharged from the Air Force, because I screwed my knee up in the Air Force, and they did surgery. And when I called my dad, said they're kicking me out, he said, make sure your knee is on your medical. And when I went to OPS or OPS, however you do the discharge, it's been so long, it wasn't on there. So I made them make sure they put it on there. And praise God that I did take some coaching from my dad. I didn't realize it, but I was doing problem solving there. But back to problem solving, I asked HR, I said, what do I have to do to get hired? They said, you got to get your discharge upgraded. And so, y'all, that's a long process. And that's where all these other five P's came into play, because I was up here in my recovery, and all of a sudden that big old crowbar hit, I went way down. I was so discouraged. I was bummed out. But I stuck with the people. I played. And I did what I had to do. I had to fill out a paperwork to the military records or military appeal board. That's what it was. But I was denied five times, y'all. Five times. I was getting discouraged. And then finally, the fifth time, one day I got a big one of those, you know, government manila envelopes, and there it was, discharge upgraded. I mean, I'm sad to say, I was Beetle Bailey. I didn't have no stripes. It says Airman Basic, but it says honorable discharge. So I went straight to HR, and they said, well, that's great news. We got to wait for a hiring. So there I was again, high on an exhalation. Boom, shot me right down. So I had to wait, two years to get that discharge. But long story short, I end up getting hired. And then now back to the problem solving. They put me on probation, and I was on probation I was going to be on probation for like 12 years, 12 or 7 to 12 years. That's what it was. And then I made a motion. I called my public defender, and he said, there's no way they're going to grant your getting off probation early. But that's where the 6P came in. I prayed, had Pastor Andy, had the whole church praying for me. And I did the legwork. I did the problem. So I did the work. I just didn't sit back and say, okay, you know, it's going to happen. I had to make it a long story short. I went back up to Placer County, Auburn, and I made copies. I tell you what, if you guys are in the program and you're going through a court order, or you're dealing with the courts, the best thing that you can do is go to release information and get a copy of all your UAs. And those of you who don't know what a UA is, your analysis test. But if you show up to a court with a stack of UAs with the Department of Veterans Affairs on the headline, you'd be surprised at how much weight that has, how much pull that has. Anyway, again, make a long story short, I had a stack of paperwork with letters and my UAs. And I went to the court, and I had five copies. I gave one to the DA, the clerk, where's Susie, she'll know, the judge, and my public defender. But the DA, get this, y'all, my ex-wife's best friend was the DA. Her husband was there, and he was just like, me and him never got along because he was a Colorado fan, and I was a Nebraska fan, and we never did get along. I mean, never, never. Used to live in Granite Bay, and I don't know how many court orders I had that are, what do you call a restraining order, just because of a stupid football game, you know. But the long story short, they said, Your Honor, he can't get off probation. He still has to do his probation. He didn't complete his HVRP in-house. And I told the honor, I said, turn to page so-and-so. And everybody turned to their page. And the honor looked at him and said, well, what don't you see of in-house there? I mean, what was HVRP? 160, 180 days, 6 months in-house, and then 13 weeks outpatient? But anyway, another long story short, because I did the problem solving, I was granted my off probation within, what is it, 2 years. 2 years. And there's another kicker. It's expunged. So you can invite. Remember when I said you don't feel bad inviting me over for barbecue? Because I told the judge, or not the judge, but when they did the intake when you're in jail, I said, I'm not an arsonist. I'm not an arsonist. And they says, right, he took that piece of paper, and he went like this. He said, yep, you're an arsonist. And he looked down, he said, no, you don't look like one. Well, right there, you're an arsonist, you know, and he kept doing this. And he said, you understand, if you don't complete or graduate HVRP, you're going away for a long time. So I'm here to say I'm not an arsonist. I'm sorry. I mean, it got expunged, and because I did the problem solving, and that's what hopefully you all going through court order can do that. But you got to do the legwork. You got to do the legwork, and I can't take the strike away because that was part of the bargaining. I have a strike. It's sad to say. So I mean, if they look at why I have the strike, I'm sure they can, but I don't care. They can do all they want because I'm not. I mean. First thing I did is went out and bought a barbecue and tailgated a Candlestick. Because therefore, those 2 years I was on probation, I couldn't light a barbecue. I couldn't. I mean, it was torture. Look at this belly. I mean, come on, man. I love barbecue. But anyway, y'all, I had some more quotes here, and I don't know what I did with them. I had one. But anyway, here it is. I am stronger because I had to be. I am smarter because of my mistakes, happier because of sadness I've known, and now wiser because I've learned. Okay, don't ask me to repeat that one, but I can. But now we're going to get back, because we're getting close. We're going to get back to that first one. Do you all remember what the first one was? What was it, Joe? You can't remember. Come on, Joe.
I'm wiser now.
No, if you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. Okay, now this is the clincher. This is why I'm going to say, I strongly believe, I'm still an addict. I always will be an addict. I'm a drunk. I always will be a drunk. But it's not a disease. It's an illness, because you can change your thinking. People that say it's a disease, they are... a distortion, and I'm sorry, I know I'm stepping on some toes here, but I got the mic, I can say what I want. That's just what I say. And it works for me, because I've changed my thinking by using these 5 P's, and it's an illness. And my sister had breast cancer while I was in the program. She didn't ask for that. She got something that she did not ask for. She had no reason to, you know, what do you call it when they double bisect, you know, boom. I can change my sickness. Using the foundations and changing my cognitive thinking. And that's why I'm thinking you guys get that Dr. Burns book, Feel Good book, Dr. David Burns, because it is an illness. You can prepare for it. You can change your thinking. And the best thing you can do, I could have quit this sharing as soon as I started, because the best relapse prevention, it starts with the N. Just say no. That's the best relapse prevention you can do. But I hope, I mean, like I said, I can't change your all's thinking. I can't. Just go back to your 5 P's or the 6 P's and pray. That's a very important one. And I hope, I mean, I know I rambled on, but I hope I gave you all some kind of insight. Bottom line is, you got to do the legwork. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And so I'm going to end with that. If anybody, yes, Tony. Thank you, Tony. And that's another thing. That's another people, because I love working at Menlo Park, because I get to go back to HVRP and I stay grounded, because every day I'm in check. I remember where I came from. And I try to, like I said earlier, you can't give it unless you got it. And once you got it, you get it, and then you can give it. Right? And And somewhere in the big book it says that. I know it says that. You got to give it. You got to give. You can't hold on to it. You got to give it. And the best saying is by example. Best saying is by example. I mean, here I am now, like Kelly said earlier, I'm on the steering committee here. I mean, who ever thought 13 years ago that I'd be on a steering committee at a church? I mean, I'm still trying to have them change R&R from rugged and real and have Molly Hatchet poster or something on it, you know, like rugged and real, but that ain't going over too good. But anyway, y'all, I hope I helped y'all, and I want to hear some of y'all get up here and share. Yes. I'm sorry. Just one more thing. The weight. Most of you have that weight, okay, because so many times tell people they don't feel led of doing the right thing. Guess what? Everybody in here is feeling led. I don't know what you're feeling led for, but feel led to do the right thing. So put that on your keychain, okay, and feel led to do the right thing. All right? I know that's kind of corny, but, I mean, come on. Nebraska's corny anyway. So anyway, you guys, right on. Thank you. Thank you.